The sugya of Ona'a came up in Maseches Makos. Remember how it came up in Maseches Makos, how Ona'a came up? Remember, we were talking about Masal Mashkas of the Torah. A person makes a Tanai, I'm going to make a Tanai that I'm going to lend you money, Al-Menas, that Shemitah is not going to be Meshameh the loan, that the Shemitah is not going to cancel the loan. Or the Gemara said, I'm going to lend you money, I'm going to sell you something, but built into the Tanai, and the fine print on the contract, is that Dine Ona'a shouldn't apply. The Dinim of overcharging. Remember, you said, wait a second, that sounds very interesting. What if a store in Central Avenue charges twice as much as I could get it for on Amazon Prime? So is that going to be Ona'a? Does that mean the whole Mekach is batel, that the whole sale is batel because it's overcharging? So this is the concept called Ona'a. I want to spend at least a day, maybe 2 days, discussing Ona'a. Today I want to talk about a little more of the background and the lumdus of Ona'a, and then maybe if you want, we could do, you let me know at the end of Shir. If you want to do tomorrow, maybe we could do some of the halach lemaisa elements of Ona'a. But it's very important to understand the concept first. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Where does the Yisra of Ona'a come from? So first of all, the sugya in Shas is a sugya in Bab Metzia, Daf Mem Tesam Beis, going over to Daf Nun and Amar Aleph and Amar Beis. But the pasuk in the Torah, pasuk Vayikra Peruch of Dalid, pasuk Yod Dalid, we have a chumash right here, it works out very nicely. So the pasuk says in Parshas Behar, toward the end of Parshas Behar, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Wait a second. No, wrong pasuk. Thought it was here. But it's earlier in Parshas Behar. What do I have? Yeah, the pasuk says, why can't I find the pasuk? That's bad. The pasuk says, oh, Chafhei pasuk Yudalud. Chafhei pasuk Yudalud? Yeah, it's in Parshas Behar. V'chisim kru mimkar la misecha okano miyada misecha al tonu ish es achiv. When you sell something, when you buy something, do not cheat the other person. Do not overcharge the other person. Do not underpay the other person when you're purchasing something. Good, that's the pasuk. The next pasuk, also important, b'mispar shanim acharayovel tikne me'es ha-misecha b'mispar shnei tvuos yimkar lach. When you buy a field from somebody, you have to recognize that there are halachos in the Torah of Shemitah and Yovel. And therefore, you know what happens at the Yovel year to any field that you purchase. The field, no, during Yovel, goes back to the original owner. So when I buy a field, let's say in the fourth year of a Yovel cycle, how long will I have the field for? I'll have it for 46 years. If I buy it in the 40th year of the Yovel cycle, how long am I going to have it for? 10 years. Obviously, I'm not going to pay the same amount of money, even though it's the same exact field, I'm not going to pay the same amount of money for a field that I'm going to have for 10 years as I will for a field that I'm going to have for 46 years, right? Obviously, that would be ridiculous to do that. I'm not going to do that. So the Torah tells you, you have to make that cheshbon. When you buy a field, make sure you know how long you're going to have it for until the Yovel, so that you can pay appropriately for it and not violate this issur of overcharging or undercharging. You have to make sure that you're paying the right amount, that you're paying fair market value. That's the issur called Ona'a. That's the mitzvah, the requirement to pay fair market value, the issur called Ona'a. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia makes it very clear that Ona'a has three distinct levels to it. There's what's called Ona'a b'yaser mishtus, b'shtus, and b'pachos mishtus, which means as follows. Let's say I overcharge you on a $1,000 item. I charge you $1,042. But really the fair market value of the item is $1,000. So can you claim Ona'a that I cheated you on such a sale and that I owe you the 42 cents back? So the halacha is no. The halacha is if it's less than 1/6 of the price that the mistake was made by or that the overcharge was done by, less than 1/6 of the price, there is no Ona'a. When it's less than a shtus, there's no, I don't have to pay you back anything, the sale is binding, that's not dine ona'a at all. Then you have when it's more than a sixth. Let's say it's a $1,000 item and I charged you $2,000 for it. Well, that's a big difference. I charged you twice what it's really worth. So that we say bitul mekach. That not only is there a din of ona'a, but the whole sale is not binding. We reverse the entire sale. And then you have the halacha of exactly a sixth. If I overcharge you exactly by 1/6, so we're not mevatel the mekach, we don't cancel the sale, but I have to reimburse you the extra money that you paid. You paid too much for it, so I have to pay you back whatever the extra money was. The Gemara goes on to say, in Bamitziyav Daf Nun Vav, that by karkaos, avadim, and shtaros, there's no onah. Ein onah bekarkaos, and the evid is hukash lekarka, so there's no such thing as dine onah when it comes to karka. A piece of land, I overcharge you, there are no dine onah. We're going to have to discuss what that means. What are the details of no dine onah with karka? But pashtus, that means if I'm selling a house, let's say in North Woodmere, where now the average value of a house is, let's say, $650,000, and I take the average house and I sell it to you for $2 million, so ein onah, there's no din of onah. Pashtus, that's what it means. That there's no din of onah at all. You can't claim that I overcharged you, that I cheated you. There's no din of onah. Also, the Gemara says that when it's a davar shebemida b'mishkal or b'minyan, this is the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tzadi, when it's something that's clearly countable, and I'm buying a dozen eggs, I'm buying 12 eggs, you gave me 11 eggs. Now that's less than 1/6 of a difference. It's roughly 1/12 of a difference, right? You only gave me 11 eggs and I was supposed to buy 12. The Gemara says there is ona'a when it's something that's clearly counted. If it's something that's clearly counted and you were clearly cheated on the count, that is a din of ona'a. Now what does it mean there are a din of ona'a? So that there are three possibilities of what that might mean. Three shitos in Rishonim. One shita in Rishonim is that the mekach is always going to be batel. Whether it's karka, metaltalin, more than a sixth, less than a sixth, if it's something that's davar shebeminyan that should be counted, we automatically cancel the sale. You cheated me, we cancel the sale. Second possibility is that the mekach is always going to be kayom, we're always going to keep the sale binding, but you have to return the onah. You have to give back whatever the overcharge was. He has to give me the extra egg. And that applies bein bekarka, bein bemetaltalin. Both bekarka and bemetaltalin, whether it's more than a sixth, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, either way, that's the shitas harashma. And then there's the shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Gimel writes that when it comes to metaltalin, the mekach is batel. That would invalidate the sale, even with less than a sixth. But when it comes to karka, the mekach will be kayam, you just have to return the No. But that's about a davar shebemida, shemishkal, sheminyan, something that's clearly countable and clearly measured. But let's go back to discuss a little bit about the rules governing ona'a. Now, it's interesting. We said these rules, a sixth, less than a sixth, more than a sixth, ein ona'a bekarkaos. I read you the pasuk before, right? What does the pasuk say? Pasuk didn't really say anything about any of those things. All the pasuk said, shouldn't have shut the chumash, that wasn't smart. All the pasuk says is v'chisimkaru mimkar la'amisecha. What does that mean? You sell something, exactly. O kano miyad amisecha, or you buy something. Al tonu ish es achiv. All it says, sell something, buy something. Don't cheat the other guy. Right? Something sounds like it could be karka, could be metaltalin. Don't cheat the other guy sounds like don't cheat him by even a penny. A shavapruta. Where do we get this idea that A, there's a difference between karka and metaltalin, and B, that there's a difference between more than a sixth, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth? Where does all of this come from? Where did Chazal invent these halachos from? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, well, the idea that it only applies to metaltalin, not from karka, is from the word in the pasuk. The pasuk says, O kano miyad amisecha. What's a yad? You buy from the hand of somebody else, which means davar anikna miyad liyad. It's got to be something that could be handed over. Karka can't be handed over. Only metaltalin can be handed over. And therefore you see that the pasuk is only talking about metaltalin, it's not talking about karka. Asks the Ramban on the Chumash, Ramban ala Torah, right there, Bam Kasha. How can you possibly say that these psukim are talking about metaltalin? I read you the pasuk right after it, right? What's the pasuk right after it about? What do we say is next pasuk? You don't remember? Come on. Next pasuk is b'mispar shanim achar hayovel tikne me'eis amisecha. What does that mean? When you bought land from somebody, you have to cheshbin, how many years are there till yovel? so that you can make sure you get the right price. Because after all, we just said you're not allowed to cheat someone in the price. How do you make sure you don't cheat someone in the price? Well, when you're buying land from someone, you have to realize if there's only 2 years till the Yovel, it should be a very cheap price. If there's 48 years till the next Yovel, it should be a very expensive price. From context, it's so clear that we're talking about karka. We're not talking about metaltolin. Fret the Ramban, how could the Gemara say that ona'a only applies to metaltolin? The pasuk itself, in the very next pasuk, very, very clearly talks about karka. The whole context is about karka. This is Parshas Bahar. These are the laws of Yovel. Yovel's got nothing to do with metaltolin. It's a very strong kasha, no? So says the Ramban, that you have to be mechalik between the Isser of Ona'a and the Chi of Tashlumin by Ona'a. It means as follows. There are two dinim of Ona'a. Someone who purposefully, willfully overcharges someone has violated Ona'a. Whether he does that with Metaltalin or whether he does it with Karka. If I know that the market value of this house is $650,000 and I charge you $2 million for it, I have violated an Isser of Ona'a. Ein Ona'a bikarkos does not mean there's no Isser of Ona'a on Karka. Whenever you're price gouging, whenever you're overcharging somebody, price gouging somebody else, whenever you're overcharging somebody, that is an Isser of Ona'a. When we say Ein Ona'a bikarkos, that's about one detail in the laws of Ona'a, which is when it comes to Tashlumei Ona'a, that I have to pay you back, that we have to cancel this deal. That is only true by metaltalin, not by karka. When the pasuk says okanu miyad amisecha, that's talking about davar nikna miyad liyad, means that when it's exactly 1/6, then we say I overcharge you by a sixth, so now I have to reimburse you that extra 1/6 of the money that you paid, or I overcharge you by more than 1/6, and therefore the whole sale is void. That's only by metaltalin. That's not by karka. But the isser to do it, the isser to overcharge, that for sure applies to karka metaltalin equally. We clear on that? Right? There's tzvei dinim in ona'a. There's the din of the isser to do ona'a, the isser to overcharge. Then there's the din of, okay, now what are you going to do about it? You're already overcharged. What are you going to do about it? So the what are you going to do about it to fix it, that's only a din by metaltalin. That's not a din by karka. But the isser to do it in the first place is din equally by karka metaltalin. This chiluk is not only brought by the Ramban, several other Rishonim also hold this chiluk, save Rachinuch Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, Rabbeinu Yonah, Elias Rabbeinu Yonah, Mesechsbo Basu Davayin Zayin and Beis, also mention this chiluk between Ona'a, Isser Ona'a, and Tashlumei Ona'a. I'll give you a mashal. Rav Yonatan Sachs gave this shir, and it's largely based on Rav Asher Weiss also. Is din karka eino nigzelas. So what does that mean? I'm allowed to go and steal your land because karka eino nigzelas, not stealing. So I go and I mug you and I throw you out of your house and I take your house. I did nothing wrong. Karka eino nigzelas. It's ridiculous. Have I done something wrong? Of course I've done something wrong. What does it mean karka eino nigzelas? It doesn't mean that it's mutter to steal. Is beforeish in Tosim by Matziyad of Samachal that it's mutter to steal karka? No, of course not. It means that there are no kinyane geneva on karka. The kinyane geneva. Normally, when I steal something, I assume a certain level of bailus on it, which means that if it goes up in value or down in value, because it's my responsibility because I became the bailum on it, at least for the responsibilities. By karka, there's no din of kinyane geneva. There's no chalos of Geneva. But an isser to do the action of Geneva? Of course. The same is true by Ona'a. By Ona'a, there's no chalos of the halachos of Bitul Mekach, that we cancel the deal, or of paying back. There's no chalos of those halachos. But an isser to do it? Of course there's an isser to do it. What's the raya that karka, that it is usher to steal karka? The Torah itself has an isser called Hasagas Gavul. Now, we use that term, Asagas Gavul, when we talk in Halacha, to mean something else entirely. We use the term asagas kavul to refer to yorid l'tochum neschaveru, which means that, you know, there's a pizza shop on the street, and I open up a competing pizza shop right next door. Then I'm going and I'm trying to take away someone else's business. I didn't give the example of pizza shop for any reason. So we use that as the example of right hasagas. But that's not what the Torah uses. That's really yorid l'tochum neschaveru. Hasagas gavul means I move the border. What does it mean? I move the border. I have a fence that separates my property from my neighbor's property, and I move the fence over 5 feet. What have I done? I've stolen his land, 5 feet of his land. But it's mutter. Karkein and gzelas. It's not mutter. Of course it's aser. Asagas gavul is the araisa. It's just that there are no kinyane geneva. But of course it's aser to actually do geneva. I remember when I was a kid, we had a very large backyard. I grew up in Lawrence, and on the end of a cul-de-sac, a very, very large backyard. And when I was a teenager, at some point, the fence moved 3 feet more to our side. Someone came one day and moved the fence 3 feet more. Our yard was still very large. 3 feet didn't make that much of a difference. But my father told me that when he bought the house the way the fence was, and then the neighbor was selling, years later when I was here, the neighbor was selling his house, and the neighbor did a survey, whatever, on the land, and it turned out that the guy my father bought the house from, had, when he built that fence, had stolen land from the neighbor. We had no idea all those years. The guy had taken land from the neighbor, so he gave it back, obviously, when it came time. So that's the Yisud HaRais of Asagas Gavul, to move the fence over. Yeah.
Backtracking to the Ramban.
Yeah.
He has a code between the two. So the question is, what was the question again?
Chilk between the Isser versus the Tashlumen.
Is a reason why the Tashlumen, the Isser of it itself, the Tashlumen wouldn't apply. That's what Ramban says.
Right. The Isser applies, not the Tashlumen.
That's the reason, because Karka is generally something that's sold for a very high price.
That could be the reason that Eino Nava Karkos, that Karka is, it has, you know, it varies too much, or it means different things to different people. It matters a lot more to me if I want to get, you know, if I would need to live in that neighborhood or something than it will to somebody else. There are a lot of...
Also maybe practically, because you're dealing with very large numbers. So if somebody's willing to buy something for such a large number like that, it's not like,
yeah, but then
I buy a baseball for $6, so I'll pay $7 for a baseball.
Yeah, but then it should be like based on how much it's worth, not based on whether it's Kaka or Metal.
Give it to Kaka.
Why would that help?
If two people are competing to buy a house, is it considered?
So I think that's the market. The market is, if there are people competing for it, so then the market is whoever's going to pay the highest price. That is the market. That's how much it's worth. But if there's only one person buying it, and you know this guy has a lot of money and isn't going to really pay attention, you know, so you just say, yeah, $2 million, and it gives you $2 million. I know someone who has a house in Lawrence, and they weren't thinking about selling. Someone knocked on their door. How much you want for your house? $2 million. Okay. Like, there are people that will, you know. So, all right. So this is the Ramban's approach, that there's a difference between the Isra of Onah versus the Chiv Tashlumin. Does everyone agree to the Ramban? Obviously, if I'm asking that question, the answer is no. Not everybody agrees to the Ramban. Sefer HaChinuch agrees, you have Rabbi Yonah agrees. Tosfos Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschil Ella, writes that there's no ona'a b'karkos, means there isn't even an iser ona'a on karkos. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If you want to pay that.
We mochel it. That's a different story. But if he doesn't know and he's just paying it because he's paying it, but he doesn't know that he's being overcharged. So Tosfos writes that there's not even an Isra of Karkos. What context does this come up in? The Gemara in Bamatzi over there discusses why we need various psukim to teach about different Isurim in the Torah, about an Isra to steal, an Isra Gneva, an Isra Gzela, an Isra Na'a. We have all these different psukim in the Torah. So the Gemara says, if there's an Isra Na'a, you're not even allowed to overcharge somebody. Isn't it obvious you're not allowed to steal? Do I really need a pasuk? Tell me, I'm not allowed to take your money even when I'm selling you something. I'm not allowed to take more money than I'm entitled to. When I'm giving you nothing in return, I'm just going and taking your money, I'm pickpocketing you. Isn't that obvious then? That it's going to be aser? So, Tosfos over there writes that you can't learn the dinim of gezel from the dinim of ona'a because gezel applies more broadly than ona'a does. There's no ona'a by karka, but there is gezel by karka. I karka in exelas? Yeah, but like we said, there is an iser, clearly an iser to do asagas gvul, to move the fence over. So Tosfos assumes that when we say eino na'a b'karkos, it means there isn't even an isra of ona'a b'karka. Because he says that's why you can't learn gezel from ona'a. Ona'a doesn't apply to karka at all. Gezel does apply to karka. And even if you say that gezel doesn't apply to karka, gezel definitely applies to an eved, and there's no ona'a by avadim. So you can't learn gezel from ona'a. That's what Tos says, but Tos very clearly assumes that when we say ain ona b'karkos, it means there's no issue of ona whatsoever. Mishal Melech Chilchus Malva V'Lova Perik Dalet Alacha Hey, and Rabbi Kiveger and Chosh Mishpat Sim Reish Chav Zayin, Chosh Mishpat Reish Chav Zayin is the simin about ona, and Siif Chav Tes, both make the same ha'ara. They both point out that from that Tosfos you see that the din of ain ona b'karkos is not only a din in Tashlumin. It's a din that there is no Isser Ona'a at all by Karka. Good? So it turns out, according to the Ramban, there's Tzvei Din. There's a din of Isser and a din of Tashlumin. According to Tosfos, there's one din. The din of Tashlumin and the Isser are one and the same. Whenever there's no Isser, there's no din of Tashlumin. Whenever there's no din of Tashlumin, by definition, there's no Isser. But what's the problem? Why did the Ramban say that there's a chiluk between Isser and Tashlumin? He didn't just stop and make it up out of thin air. Why did he say there has to be a chiluk between Isser and Tashlumin? He had a kasha. He had a bomb kasha. What was his bomb kasha? How can you say in ona b'karkos? Ah, you got to read Chumash. It's beferish in Chumash that there's ona b'karkos. That's a kasha. So what's Tosfos going to do with that kasha? Tosfos is going to say, ah, Isser Tashlumin, it's all the same. Yeah, but what are you going to do about the Chumash then? How are you going to explain in and of Karkos in light of the fact that the Chumash talks about it? So Pnei Yeshuam Ba Metzia Daf Nivav Amaral Tibra Maschel B'Mishnah raises this point. Tosfos never raises it. Pnei Yeshuam raises this kasha on Tosfos, and he says that you have to say that even according to Tosfos, L'chadchila, you're not allowed to overcharge on land. When we say that there's no Ona'a, it means it's not a violation of Lo Sonu Ish Es Achiv, that Lo Sonu Ish Es Achiv doesn't apply to Karka. But it's still Aser to do. It's just when the Torah says, Lo, the Lo Saseh, Lo Sonu, that was about Metaltim. But you're still not allowed to be doing on Karka either. Well, why not? He doesn't explain. Where's the Yisr in the Torah? If Pasuk Yod Dalet was only about Metaltim, well then where's there an Yisr to do on Karka? So what the Achronim explain is probably what he means is that it's an Isra say. The next pasuk when it says b'mispar shanim achar yovel tiknem eis hamisach b'mispar shnei tevuos yimkar lach, it's telling me how I should set the pricing for land. You must set the pricing in a fair way, which means to set it in an unfair way would be a violation of that pasuk. It's not a lo sasei, it's a mitzvah sasei. A mitzvah sasei when you sell land to set the pricing in a fair way. And that's how I know that you're not allowed to overcharge on land. So it turns out that Bein L'Ramban, Bein L'Tosfos, there is some sort of Isra of Ona even on Karka. It's just a question whether it's the Lo Sase of Lo Sonu, or it's an Isra Se of B'Mispar Shnei Tvuos Yimkarla. But either way, there's definitely, you're definitely not allowed to overcharge for land. Good? That's how it comes out. Now, once we're going to be mechalik between an Isser of Ona'a and the din of Tashlumin of Ona'a, maybe we could start to understand the different gradations of Ona'a. less than a sixth, more than a sixth. Yeah, let's take one by one. Less than a sixth. $1,000 item, and I charged $1,000, what did we say before? In 42 cents. I overcharge you by 42 cents. Why is it that there's no din of honah over there? What's the svara?
It's 42 cents.
And therefore, am I allowed to steal 42 cents out of your pocket?
No.
So, why is this okay then? What?
Because
you said it before. Who cares? Why is it who cares? What do you mean who cares?
I mean, like, would somebody care if they really stole 42 cents anyway? You wouldn't care.
So you might. Let's say it was a $1 million purchase, and I charged $1,100,000. So I care if you steal $100 out of my pocket, but it's not going to be onah in that case.
In the context of a million, it's
worthless. In the context of a million, $100 is worthless. In the context of $1,000, 42 cents is worthless. Which means, as the Rambam formulates it in the 12th paragraph of Hilchos Mechira, that mistama is mochel. Okay, you charge me 42 cents extra for the $1,000 item, big deal. Mistama is mochel. And it's nitan lemechila. That's why there's no, it's the derech hakol, the Rambam says, limchel. The derech of all peoples to be mochel, such a minor amount of money in such a major purchase. The Ramban also has such a lashon, machli inshi pachos mishtus. People are mochel when it's less than 1/6. Let me ask you something. Let's say you're not mochel. Does that require an actual mechila? Or even an actual assumption of it? Let's say I know that you are a multi-gazillionaire, but you got that way because you are so careful about every single penny. You go to the supermarket with a pile of coupons this high to make sure that you're not paying an extra penny for anything. There's no way that you're mochel, the 42 cents, even on a $1,000 purchase. Would we then say that there's a din of ana'a? You would say still no din of ana'a. So it's not really about mechila then.
No, it is about mechila, but it's not a suggestion of mechila.
This is a machlokas achronim.
He's bought to the rope.
Good. Machne Ephraim in Dine Ona'a Simen Yud Gimel says, not like you. He says you need actual mechila, or at least an assumption of mechila. And most people, if they're buying a $1 million home, you charge them an extra $100, they don't really care. There's an assumed mechila. So you at least, either you need a mechila beferish, or an umdina of mechila. An assumption of mechila. But less than a sixth, and the mis'ana didn't pay yet, let's say. So I didn't pay for the item yet. You're charging me less than a sixth extra, but I didn't pay for it. And then I realize that you're overcharging me. I'm allowed to say I'm not mochel, and the mekach is bata. Right? I can say that. Because you can assume the mechila once I paid it already. But says Machmen Ephraim, if I didn't pay it yet, and I catch on to it, and the kinyanim were already made, I just didn't pay for it yet, I can say I'm not paying a penny extra. This should be $1,000, not $1,000, 42 cents. And I have the right to say that I'm not mochel. I can be mevatel ol mekach that way. The sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpan Reish Chav Zayin Sivkot Nir Aleph writes, nah, you don't need a mechila bepoel. You don't need an actual mechila. You don't even need an umdun of mechila. Batel daito etzel das kol adam. We have the right to assume mechila even if we know that there's no mechila. Your hakpada is not a reasonable hakpada. Normal people aren't makpid on less than a sixth. It's a sheer masra kasav lo masra kasav al chamim. When you're going to sell something, it can't be that the Torah will demand that I have to figure out pricing of every item that I sell to the penny. Lo nit na Torah lemalachei ashares. How am I supposed to figure out pricing to the penny? I have to be ballpark. How ballpark? So Chazal came up with a shear of 1/6. That's the ballpark I need to be in. As long as I'm within that range, then you can't say, oh, I'm not mochel. It's batal daito etzel das kol adam. Chazal made an umdina. That's what normal people are mochel, and that's what therefore is not included in the dinim of onah at all on the d'oraisa level. This is an example of where the Torah gives the authority to the Chazal to figure out what the shear is going to be. And that's the shear. So it turns out, what did we say before? There may be a din, a difference between the din of Isser Ona'a versus a din of Tashlumei Ona'a, right? When I overcharge someone less than a sixth, according to the Machne Ephraim, I'm doing an Isser Ona'a. I'm not going to have to pay it back, but it's still an Isser. How do I know it's an Isser? If he's not Mochel, I will have to pay it back. According to the Sma, if I overcharge someone less than a sixth, it's not even an Isser Ona'a. The guy doesn't have the right not to be Mochel. It's not an Isser at all. The Mechila is understood. I can't be expected to get everything down to the penny. I did no Isser if I overcharged by a couple of pennies. Isser Ona'a versus Tashlumei Ona'a. Comes out according to the Machne Ephraim, you could have an Isser without the din of Tashlumin over here. Yeah.
Is that true if the person like overstipulated the price before he actually made a contract? And like, let's say there's a buyer for $100 and he said, and they both agreed on $100, and then afterwards the person without knowing like snuck into the contract, that'd be $101, right? And in that case, he holds that it's mutter. I mean, even though the person himself didn't know, or the person has to know from the beginning.
No, I think he has to know. He has to know, he has to know what he's paying. Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
You can't sneak it in.
No, you can't
sneak it in. Is that like a din of tashlumin or a knas?
Which din?
If you pay back for a while.
That's tashlumin. We'll get to it, actually. It's a big discussion. The next big discussion we have to have is Ona'a din gezel, or is it a separate din?
Once you pay back the money, then the aver is gone?
Good. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Yeah.
So,
maybe not today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see how far we get.
I think maybe possibly we can. There definitely has to be categories of pachlus me of 1/6, because example, buy a $600,000 home, right? I'm gonna charge $699,999.99. It's less than 1/6. So like, of course the person's not gonna be mochel on that. If it's less than 1/6. So there has to be categories within that 1/6.
Yeah, well, I mean, the assumption is, as a buyer, you should know better than to pay that. And if you didn't know better, it's not my fault that I couldn't price it exactly to the penny. There has to be a shear somewhere. So where they drew the line is at 1/6. Now, I hear what your argument is. 1/6, this could be a lot of money. So it's giving a lot of leeway, a lot of room for error. True. But that's where they drew the line. That's where they made the shear. Now, we said that we just came up with a din where there's an Isser Ona'a without Tashlumei Ona'a. Can you ever have a case where there's Tashlumei Ona'a without violating an Isser Ona'a? So I would have said, no way. Why would I ever have to pay back if I never violated an Isser in the first place, right? Says Machne Ephraim, not Machne Ephraim, Chaim Ezer, Niachi Ezer, has the following unbelievable ha'ara. In Achi Ezer, Chelikim will simen pay Aleph, Osachav Ches. What if you have a katan that's higia la onas hapu'utos? Halacha is a katan, once he gets to a certain age where he knows how to buy and sell things, mekcho mekach umemkro memker. He can buy and sell things, and his transactions are binding. Right? He's not chayiv in any isurim yet, because he's a katan, he's not a bar mitzvah. Let's say a katan violates or not. Yeah, he opens up his lemonade stand. He's an industrious young man or young lady, and he decides to start this business, and he's selling lemonade that should cost about 5 cents a glass for 50 cents a glass. He's way overcharging. So what would you say? And let's not assume that, you know, like in lemonade stand is a bad example, because everyone who's going to a lemonade stand is, you know, just, they're paying him for being cute. They're not paying for the lemonade. But let's assume it's an actual business and they're paying for the product. So the Achiezer writes, you have a katan is higielonus habutos, midrabana, and his transactions are binding. But he's not chayiv in the Yisurim of Anah because he's not a bar chiyuv and mitzvos yet. So here you have a case where there's no Isur Anah because he's not a bar chiyuv, but he very likely has a chiyuv to pay it back. There is going to be Tashlumei Anah. Why would I say that there's Tashlumei Anah? Maybe there's no Tashlumei Anah here either. Let's say a katan steals $50 out of your wallet. Does he have to pay it back? Yeah. He's got to pay it back. But he's not chayiv in Yisurim. He's not a bar mitzvah yet. So he has no halachos. He's got no mitzvos. No, but if he took your money, he's got to pay it back. So it could be, says the Achiezer, that if he charges you 50 cents for the 5-cent cup of lemonade, he didn't violate an Isur on a Darais level because he's not a bar chiyuva. But Tashlumei Onah, that he does have. Again, you see that chiluk. Now, the Pnei Yeshua just formulates it. Why does he have to pay it back? Because Ona'a is Gezel. Meaning, if less than 1/6 is Nitan the Mechila, we assume that everyone's going to be Mochel less than 1/6. We assume 1/6 and more people are not Mochel. And if they're not Mochel, you took their money when they didn't want to give it to you, and therefore you have violated Gezel, says the Pnei Yeshua. Now this is the next big discussion about Onah. What section of Shulchan Aruch, so to speak, does Onah belong in? Is it a din of Gezel, Chosh Mishpat? I took money that doesn't belong to me? No. You paid me that money for the product that I gave you. I didn't take any money that doesn't belong to me. But I violated a law in Judaism, like Yaradeya, just like eating non-kosher, by charging you more money than I should have charged you. But it's not a din that I took money that doesn't belong to me. This money absolutely belongs to me. You paid me this money for the product that I gave you. It's just that I violated the law in the way that I priced the product. So that's the next major chakira about Onah. Pnei Yeshua understands, it's gezel, that's why you have to return it. Just like the katan, right? If the katan overcharges, he's going to have to return it because it's gezel. And Gezel, Katan has to return. It doesn't belong to him. You need to give back the item that you stole. But if it's purely a din in Yoredeya, it's not a din that I have someone else's money. No, it's my money. It's just a din that I'm not allowed to price things in an unfair way. Well, then the Katan shouldn't have to return it. He's allowed to price things however he wants. He's a Katan. Right? That's nafkamina number one, whether you view it as an issue of Gezel, or an Isra of just some, an Isra of overcharge. Yeah, Danny? Good question? Oh, sorry. I just wanted to make sure I got the point down. So what I want to do... we're not going to have time to get into now. So maybe tomorrow what I'd like to do is go through possible nafkaminas, whether it's a din of Gezel or a din of Ona'a. Meaning whether it's a Choshe Mishpat Din or a Yoredeya Din, and there's going to be at least four other Nafkaminas. And then we'll also describe a little bit about when it's exactly 1/6, when it's more than 1/6, and how all of this plays out. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do that. And then still, if there's more interest in Ona, we'll get into the Halacha L'maaseh elements of it. Again, if you want what to do in Seder tomorrow, first of all, take a look at the Gemara in Bava. Take a look at the Ramban al Torah. Chaz are some of these Mar Makomos. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Bar over there. The Sugi in Bava Metzia, Mem Tesan Beis, Nun Amar Aleph. And for the stuff we're going to do tomorrow, take a look at Tosos in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Amar Beis as well. There's very important Tosos over there. And then if you're still bored, take a look at the Minchas Asher in Parshas Bahar, where he spells out a lot of these Mar Makomos. Okay.